the time on the Good Day program today, Tuesday the 31st of December, with a remembering tone, although I'm not doing what everybody else does. Because I find it boring to go hashing over all of the old stories this past year, things that happened that may not be particularly relevant to you anyway. I'm more interested in what was relevant to you in this past year, whether it be Roberta Fasanelli or Jennifer Horn or Ken Kessler. For example, Roberta, if you look back to this past year, you've gone over some really great deals from the Queen of Cheap department. Is there one that stands out in your mind? Is there one deal or one company that really overshadowed everybody else when it came to deals?
Wow, that's out of left field for me.
Why? It's your area of expertise. Why is it left field?
I think about that. That's a lot of stuff. Wow.
You have to think about it?
Wow. I think restaurant.com has had some terrific deals and terrific opportunities,
yeah,
especially for mom and pop restaurants around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out to eat for, you know, very little money, basically. And I think also I loved the social sites, the social discount sites like Groupon,
yeah. Yeah. Living Social. Yeah.
I love those sites. I think they're fantastic opportunities, again, to save money and yet to frequent mom and pop shops around the country, the smaller places.
Very supportive, yeah.
So, yeah, I think those two would really stand out because they not only help the consumer save money, but, you know, they help the small businesses, the mom-and-pop shops that are the backbone of this country.
Yep.
You know, it's not the Walmarts. It's the little, you know, Ruth's sundry store on Main Street,
right, exactly.
is the backbone. Right. So I think those two are the ones that really stand out.
You know, it's interesting. In the area where I live, I'm in sort of central suburban Massachusetts, and the towns around, there's a town called Natick, which is next door to Framingham, and they have a very vibrant downtown. And even though they have the largest mall in Massachusetts in the same town, it borders a sort of straddles Framingham and Natick, and there are people that come from all over the state to go shopping there.
Right.
Still, 2 miles away from that mall is the downtown area of Natick, which has these sorts of stores that you're talking about, little mom-and-pop stores, banks, restaurants, that sort of thing. They really and there aren't a lot of... There's another town that's on the other side of Framingham called Marlborough that has a neat little downtown area that has all these little shops and stores in it. And I think if we travel around the country, as I do often, you get off the interstate and you go into some of these towns, and they still, in spite of having a Walmart trying to put everybody out of business on the outskirts of town, they still are able to figure out how to keep the downtown going. I can't say that's always the case. I'm very familiar with Tiffin, Ohio, where this program is heard on WTTF, which was the first radio station I ever worked on as a college student at Heidelberg back in the 60s. There was a vibrant downtown until Walmart came in, and Walmart basically ruined the downtown, and it has not been revitalized at all. I haven't been in Tiffin now for almost 2 years, but I will tell you the last time I was there, what I remember about it was not anything that was pretty. And you've seen that happen as well across the country. So it needs to sort of be, we're encouraging. I think 2014 is going to be a great year for the entrepreneur, for the new business ideas. Now, whether they actually need brick and mortar remains to be seen. But if you encourage people with good local ideas to be successful, it can't hurt. It can only help these areas that need help, the downtown real estate, if you will, where there are, there's always room for a really good local drugstore. Mm-hmm. A really good home and garden, local store, a good local, even bookstores. You know, people say they don't want to read books. I go into a lot of places where they have these used bookstores. Matter of fact, where was I driving? Where the heck was I the other day? I'm trying to remember. I remember seeing a used bookstore, and it was thriving. I don't remember where I was, but I remember seeing that. And so it's that sort of thing we'd like to give some encouragement to in 2014, along with all the other things that are important. And so anyway, Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap report coming up in a few moments here. Meanwhile, the Duck Dynasty controversy continues. Roberta's going to love this one.
Ugh.
We have... I know you have to get into it.
That's what she was hoping. That's what Doug was hoping for.
Okay, so here, Roberta is going to join Jennifer and Kenny and you in reacting to what Mr. Robertson, and this is not apparently a recent piece of audio, but one that's been uncovered as his career has been rediscovered or reevaluated, shall we say, because of the controversy, whether it's fake or whether it's real. It sort of makes for interesting conversation, and that's about all it's good for. I don't care about the this show. I don't care about the family, but it's just, okay, how do people come down when some of these issues surface? So Roberta and everybody else, if you have not heard this audio from the Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson, please listen and comment. Michael, where is the audio?
Make sure that she can cook a meal. You need to eat some meals that she cooks. Check that out. Make sure she carries her Bible. Got to save you a lot of trouble down the road. And if she picks your ducks, now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick your ducks. You need to check with mom and dad about that, of course.
Right. Do I have your
can you say Neanderthal?
Yes, you can. Cro-Magnon, you can say that. Neanderthal.
Can you say Judgy City People?
I'm with Roberta, but I wouldn't.
Look, he's doing this for fun. Did you not hear the crowd laughing? Michael, go back and play, because I think there's some confusion here. He's playing to a crowd.
Make sure that she can cook a meal. You need to eat some meals that she cooks.
Before you marry her.
Make sure she carries her Bible. Got to save you a lot of trouble down the road. And if she picks your ducks, now that's a woman.
There you go.
They got to where they get hard.
Playing to a crowd. I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily see what the big deal is, because he's saying he wants a woman who can cook him a good meal. I think most men would tell you they would like a woman to cook him a good meal.
Really?
And carries a Bible. Can we, like, throw stones at that? No, I think that's okay. And then he's a duck hunter, picking ducks. Ha, 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 ha. It's like he's playing to these people he's
This was recorded,
with.
By the way, I think 3 or 4 years ago. But it's still, it is the flavor of what happens down there. And
my father
different.
Was a professional chef. My mother never cooked a meal in her life.
Mm. I actually cooked
and
the...
And that's why I am the way I am.
Is that really the reason you are the way you are? Wow, I'm glad you told me that. I've known you for 20-odd years, and I never knew that before. That's why she is the way she is. I have not cooked a meal for a woman in my entire life until last Friday night. And
then you went and burned the onions.
Well, but then she said I should have left. I took the onions. I did what you told me to do.
Which was what? Can you recap again?
I cut the onions up, and I sautéed them first before I cooked the rest of the veggies. Mm-hmm. And I did burn some of it, and I took the burn out. And she said you should have left it in because it gives
you
the flavor.
It's a good part.
And then we had salmon, and there were other veggies and some pasta and stuff that I all had cooked.
I thought you just added some more slop to the crock pot.
No, that's what I've been eating since then. I cleaned up all that was left.
When I found that Doug was cooking for his lady friend, I'm like, you're not going to make her that special refrigerator soup that you make.
No. She's wise to that anyway.
He always tells her, Brenda, well, I put in a chunk of salmon.
She's wise to that. She wouldn't go for that. So anyway, what I did was go. I went
cow
to the store. I'll shut. Man, I'm not going to say what I said before because I get criticized for that. Anyway, but you see, you're now playing me like I was Phil Robertson. You act like I'm some kind of hokey from Finocchi because I am on a farm and I raise dairy cattle and have a dairy store. You talk to me like you talk down to me like I was something less than desirable because I have a farm. You have a lot to learn, lady.
Oh, look who's jumping to my table.
Welcome
aboard, mate.
I just want to finish the story about last Friday and cooking. So what a lot of people can identify with this. Gentlemen, if you've ever done this for the lady in your life, good. If you haven't, I don't know whether you want to start now or not. I went to the grocery store to get some fresh salad fixings, and I saw that there was a special place where you can get a meal prepared that you can cook yourself. I didn't know they had these things. Uh-huh. So there's a bag. I had them put together. The same thing that I was cooking, I had put into a bag, like salmon and veggies and stuff and spices.
And you called them fixings.
In the bag. And then when I came home, I thought, okay, I'm going to use these to make sure that everything turns out fine. I'm not going to tell her. So I put it in the oven, and I cooked them. And we started to laugh because she saw them in the oven. I showed her what they were, and she thought, this is great. So we started with that, and then we ate the other stuff afterwards, and it all turned out fine. The only thing, when I wanted it to be just right, just so, and so everything I had planned, you know, pretty much all day how I was going to do this, and I have a wood stove in that dining room, and I filled it up. And we started the fire, and I forgot that there were. Tony had a number of candles that she gave to me, because I don't know. When the lights went out here, we'd always have candles because we didn't have a generator, and I needed them. I had left them on top of this wood stove, so. The wood stove is like 900 degrees, and the candles are melting that I left on top of the stove. So I came downstairs about 15 minutes before she got here, and the house is full of smoke from the candles having melted and burned up on top of the... So all of the stuff I started... So when she came in, she said, "You're acting nervous." I said, "I am, because I want everything to be just right." And then I told her about the candles, and you could smell it anyway. I had all the doors open. But it was just... What I needed was to relax. And I sort of gave Tony some credit for having, in a sense... She relaxed me from wherever she is because the candles were hers.
They
were on the
stove. The house on fire.
Yeah.
That shows how nervous you were.
I was trying to make everything fine, and then we all laughed about it, and I was fine after that.
Did you have wine?
No, we didn't have wine. She's not drinking it, and I don't drink it. So I found this actually. I'm going to get what I did buy and share it with you in a minute. First, we got to do Roberta's Queen of Cheap report, though. All right, Roberta, let's get at it here and see what we have in terms of saving money. Michael, you might want to start with that.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Fessenden.
Hi, Roberta. You have time to get to the bottom of all these end-of-the-year sales here on the Queen of Cheap side at DougStephan.com.
Okay, let's start with the ultimate freebie for New Year's Eve. It's the AAA Tipsy Toe. What it is that if you think you've had a little bit too much to drink, or you know of someone who had a little bit too much to drink, you can call the AAA, and they will take you home absolutely free. The ultimate freebie. Now, this isn't in every state. It's in about, I'd say about a third of the states, because it acts through the regional AAA offices. So we have a link at DougStephan.com where you can go and you can find out where it's offered and how you can partake in it in case you have over-partaked, so to speak.
Partook.
Yes, you're the English teacher. Mm. But they say the best thing is, of course, to have a designated driver if you plan to go out and party on New Year's Eve. We've got a Home Depot Kids Workshop coming up this weekend on January 4th. The kids can make a desk calendar. It's free. It's hands-on. It's for kids from 5 to 12. But you have to sign up for it ahead of time, which is why we're telling you now. And we have a whole list of 11th-hour tax savings for you. This is the last day of things you can do to save money on your income taxes. And we have a couple of ideas for you at DougStephan.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Songs tomorrow on Good Day because Ken Kessler and I will be here live on New Year's Day. Michael and I will be together in the same studio in Washington as I start my trek back across the country to go to Los Angeles. I didn't have enough fun driving Georgette's vehicle across country back here.
Go back and do
after
it again.
Thanksgiving. Do it again. Bring my son's pickup truck back to him. So Charlotte and I will have a nice little ride across the country. There isn't going to be much activity anyway going on, so I figured, what the heck? We'll have a little drive. And so tomorrow in Washington at the main studio of our originating network, Radio America, with a lot of these New Year's songs. Meanwhile, most people are singing or humming Auld Lang Syne. Lots of different versions of Auld Lang Syne around, and that's cool. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-3684. We're talking a little about this past year. I don't want to overdo it, because for most people, it wasn't a great year. So why overcook something that wasn't good? Let's be anticipatory about the new year. I was thinking of all of the things. Actually, it was a good year. It was a bad year. It was all of the things. All right, Michael.
It was a learning year.
It was a learning year.
That's
it really was.
Think.
Yeah, it really, really was. Thank you, Jennifer, for suggesting that, because I think that's where it came out. Whether it be me and some of the travails on the farm, some of the difficulties doing this radio program, difficulties in my personal life, and all of that stuff has created a nice little stew that instead of, and I don't say this to sound like a jerk, but you could run away from any or all of these things. Just say, okay, that enough. I'm not doing it anymore. But instead, I've chosen to maybe reawaken. Is that a good way of putting it? I have found that there is so much more to learn, so much more to love, so much more to life. Learning, living, loving. I just thought of that. Let me write those things down, will you? Learning, let me write this down. Learning, living, loving. I have gained in all of those areas this past year, and I hope to continue to gain in all those areas in the coming year, finding out, if you will, and maybe this is how you think about your own focus on 2014. Don't you want to know what happiness really is? Don't you want to experience what real happiness is? If you haven't, if you think you have, that's cool. I'd love you to share your recipe for your own happiness, whether it's your love life, your relationship, whether it is your work and relationships have there. What do you do for fun?
Four parts vodka.
Yeah, that may do it. And then think about, as you think about your happiness, it's important to think about, if you don't have it, what is it that's interfering with your happiness? Think about what, and you got to be very truthful with yourself here. Don't get stuck in lots of palaverba from things that you may have read. It's kind of like what happens in the political talk radio programs. Everybody who calls, not everybody, a lot of people don't have original ideas. They just copy or say what they hear the host saying. And that's not going to be of value, because you got to make up your own mind, you got to find your own truth, and you have to know who you really are. And believe it or not, that's the most difficult thing I find. It's the most difficult thing that I have found, frankly. It is very difficult for all of us to really know who we are. We think we know who we are, but I don't know that you really do, especially if you don't understand your own ego and understand the difference between the ego and the id. That's part of the learning process, it seems to me. So just keep my fingers crossed that your learning, living, and loving quotients will increase in this next year.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs are fairly vocal. In fact, even the barkless Basenji communicates through a series of yodeling calls. In general, dogs can produce a full range of sounds, from whimpers to rolling growls to proper barks. Like people, dogs use their voices to express themselves, raising the pitch or volume of their bark to indicate frustration or express emotion. It's interesting to note that barking isn't necessarily a sign of aggression. It may simply be a dog's way of saying, hurry up, come and play, or I'm so happy to see you, rather than one false move and I'll tear your throat at. As always, it is important to consider the circumstance under which the dog is barking. I get this all the time. My dog is barking enough, or my dog is not barking at all. Dogs bark to communicate. In the wild, wolves will communicate each other by a series of barks and howls. Sometimes just for entertainment, sometimes it's the gathering of the group to go for the hunt. So watch your dog when he barks. Watch your dog when he howls. Knowing when he's doing it will tell you why. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and
Tuesday, the 31st of December 2013, how would you rate your year? 888-302-3684. The new year starts tomorrow, and 13 states will increase the amount of money that is paid. New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Ohio, Oregon, Vermont, Washington State. California, dollar increase. Minimum wage, $9.
$1.
Federal wage requirement, $7.25 an hour. What does this do? Nothing. In reality, nothing. Zero. It doesn't accomplish a doggone thing. It just is finger food for those who are foolish enough to think that they're going to be better off by getting paid a buck more an hour. That's $40 a week. I suppose that goes far for some people that are only making, you make $8 an hour and you do
$2,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's a big increase, but what does it do to business that has to pay that out? What does it do to us, the consumer?
What it'll do is it'll cost you more money to go into stores that rely on minimum wage workers, or they'll lay off people.
Exactly.
So it doesn't accomplish a thing. It's the most foolish, stupid notion that you're going to be further ahead by increasing minimum wage. It's one of those really wasted, lost, do-gooder. The philosophy behind this is just so vapidly vacant. It doesn't work. It never works. It has never worked. It just forces people out of work or creates a situation where their product is more expensive and not desirable, and the companies go out of business in some circumstances. That's all this does. It's pandering for votes. See what I did for you? I got you another dollar an hour. Vote for me. Really? And what about this? I mean, nobody, again, it's we are so vacant when it comes to thinking things through in this country. You know what? A good example of that, I was going back. For me, in 2013, the big story was the NSA. It wasn't Obamacare. I don't give two hoots about it, because it, you know, we all care about what affects us, and it doesn't affect me. And the only thing that it affects is my blood pressure when I look at the number of people who have lost their insurance versus the people who have gotten insurance. The whole idea of this scam in the first place was to make sure that people were going to get more coverage so they could get health care. And instead, it's all screwed up, and are twice as many people lost insurance as who have signed up for it. So the net gain or loss is in the millions, and it's just another ruse, people falling for these political games, and they think on either side, without an original thought of their own, they think, well, this person says it's a great deal, so it must be a great deal. And how in the name of heaven Obama turns up on the top of the most admired men list? I saw that, I wanted to puke. Really? I mean, it's just, I don't get it. His approval rating is 29%.
Yeah.
So how does Gallup come up with he's the most admired
guy
in America?
Talk about pandering to something.
Jeez. Okay, anyway. But for me, anyway, to go back to the big stories of the year, the NSA is the big story for me, anyway. And we laugh about the drones, and some people laugh about being paranoid. I'm not paranoid at all, but when I know that somebody has access to my email, whether they're reading it or not, isn't important. They're tracking phone calls. Whether they're listening to them or not is not important. They're sending in the drones. What are they going to do with these drones? Especially when you look at the stats and the information, if you were to Google NSA program, you'd come up with any number of hundreds of articles that have been written. And in not one of them would you find an example or proof that the program has stopped any terror attacks. In fact, Michael Isikoff writes in one of the news magazines, I forget where I saw this, I just read sort of a story ripped out of the headlines. Member of the White House review panel said he was absolutely surprised when he discovered that the agency had no evidence that the bulk collection of telephone call records had thwarted any terrorist attack. Law professor Jeffrey Stone of the University of Chicago, in an interview with NBC last week, said, "Hello, huh? What are we doing here?" He said the mass collection of telephone call records was a logical program from the NSA's perspective. One question the White House panel was seeking to answer is whether or not it had actually stopped any attacks. "We found none," said Stone. So what does that tell you, other than Snowden, who I don't think is a hero, but I don't think he's a bum either. I don't like the way he went about it. I think he's an ego. Yeah, I mean, whatever it is that he is, that doesn't take away from the fact that now we know what the government is doing. And the judge who ruled on Friday said that the reason the NSA tapping was legal is because of the Patriot Act, which most of us know when you examine it, there are about 60 threats to our American way of life included in that bill. And why it's never been pushed, I don't know why the ACLU hasn't brought that to the Supreme Court, because there's all kinds of holes in that thing. But anyway, the fact that this Professor Stone said that we asked and asked and asked and there was no proof, they couldn't come up with any proof that their collection of phone calls or any of the email. And in fact, the majority of members of this group have recommended that the NSA phone call records be terminated to protect American privacy. You didn't hear that? Did you see that in any news story about this? Seriously. Kenny, did you see it? Roberta? Jennifer?
Nope. Anybody else?
Nope.
Hello?
Not me.
Listen to Roberta. Nope. All right. So then as we learn what the executive branch can do, remember I was talking last week about the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is the central collector of foreign military intelligence. They're the ones to whom all this information was going that was collected on the president of Brazil or the prime minister of Germany or wherever, whoever we were listening to. And so under the circumstances, and by the way, this goes back to the spring of 2003, which is when the Patriot Act really it went into effect after September 11th, 2001. It was passed within 3 weeks or something, and nobody knew it was in it. They just said, with that name, yep, we got to pass that bill. And then the fog that was created by all of the people who were trying to tell you how they were going to protect you and everything was going to be safe and don't worry about a thing. America is going to be the land of the free, the home of the brave. Still, we have the TSA and all these other things. Wow, won't this be great? And so look back at this past year and what you found out about secrecy. And it's the fact that it's gotten so out of control. The very legal reasoning the government relies on in its snooping has been persistently and successfully shielded from public view. We've tried. A lot of civil libertarians have tried. Senator Wyden, Representative Amish of Michigan. The executive branch is trying to prevent you from knowing that you can be spied on, that you are being spied on, and what they're doing with the information they got from spying on you. Is that America? Is that what you want for 2014? Isn't what I want. What's going to happen? How are things going to change with the election this fall? There have been all kinds of flip-flops on spying. You remember the president said one thing in the campaign and said, stop worrying. Don't worry. This is surveillance that will help you. Really? How has it helped us? I'm curious as to how it has helped us. Huh? All right. Anyway, so that's my toot about the big story of the year, and I've tooted enough about it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Bob has some thoughts about raising the minimum wage. All right, Bob, you got a minute. Go ahead.
You guys just got everything right, except you didn't look at the tax code for last year and the year coming up. The $14,000 to $16,000 tax bracket, which is minimum wage, the $2,000 that you're saying that those guys are going to get will push them into the next tax bracket. Now they won't get back their $600. They'll be paying $312.
Wow.
That's
there
actually very true. You're right about
that. How about
that?
Congratulations, you suckers. All right, Bob, thanks. Does that sound too cynical when I say that?
No, but it is funny. It's just, as a country, we get these short-term little blips where we go, oh, we're going to make more money, but we don't really think about the ramifications of it.
And the cynical part is that they all know when they increase the minimum wage, it's going to be more money that come to the coffers in Washington so they can waste more of your money.
Yeah.
More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it? More, more, more.
You are in such a mood today.
How do you like it? 17 before the hour.
Good evening.
Jennifer Horn, I didn't have any particularly good evening. I had the same evening I had the night before. Before that, I had to go back to late last week between the times I had a good... Well, never mind. Let's get to Jennifer and the television report in just a moment on the good day, the final show. This is the last show, folks. Sorry.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Good points. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Flavor has the power to bring people together. No company knows flavor better than McCormick. To celebrate its 125th anniversary, the global flavor leader has introduced Flavor of Together, a year-long celebration that will unite people around the world by asking them to share their flavor stories with each other. For every story shared, McCormick will donate $1 up to $1.25 million to United Way to help feed those in need. Chef Claire Robinson of Food Network's Five Ingredient Fix is one of McCormick's 125 flavor ambassadors helping to launch this program.
Some of my most memorable moments happen around a shared meal with family and friends. I'm thrilled to be a part of a global conversation about flavor for their 125th anniversary. Flavor of Together is not only a way to connect with the world through food, but also help give back to those in need.
Share your story and help feed those in need by visiting flavoroftogether.com.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances, plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with GEICO. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with GEICO.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
There was
All right, so there are a lot of things happening in the world of television entertainment. I was looking at the Hulu list of the best new shows of last year, and they have the one with James Spader as number
Blacklist.
One.
Blacklist. I think that's really good. I want to catch up.
I watched it. I watched bits and pieces of a couple of episodes.
Too violent for you.
On the plane. No, actually, well, I didn't. The episode I saw on the plane wasn't that violent at all, and I find his character very intriguing. Matter of fact, I find all the characters.
Yeah.
The main character show. Very good.
He's a good actor, though. He makes everybody feel a little... I mean, he's just intriguing in general, I think.
Right.
I don't know.
All right,
so you know who else is intriguing?
No.
Oh, it's a good year. 2014 is going to be great because my boyfriend, Tim Tebow, has a new job,
really?
Dougie.
What's he doing?
Yes, he's been hired by ESPN as the new college football analyst. Or, I'm sorry, not by ESPN. SEC Network, which is launched from ESPN. Excuse me, sounding a little off kilter. But it's a multi-year agreement, and Tebow's primary role will be as an analyst for SEC Nation, which is a traveling pregame show that will originate from a different SEC campus.
So he doesn't. But he wasn't that good anyway, right?
Yeah, oh no, he was great. Tebow time, are you kidding? He helped the Broncos.
I'm talking about as a player.
I know, it's some type of two. He helped the Broncos.
Yeah, okay.
He's not the greatest quarterback ever, but he's still got a lot of charisma. This is going to be great for him. And he'll actually start on January 6th. He'll make his first appearance as an ESPN analyst during pregame coverage for the Vizio BCS National Championship. So congratulations to Tim Tebow. Real-life inspiration for Leonardo DiCaprio's character Dougie in The Wolf of Wall Street may be coming to TV. This is the financial swindler Jordan Belfort, whose 2007 memoir is the basis for the Martin Scorsese film. Well, he's developing a brand new reality show based on his current life. He just served 28 months in federal prison for his crimes and is a motivational speaker based out of Manhattan.
Really?
Jimmy Fallon announced that NBC will air a retrospective of his late night show this weekend. He takes over The Tonight Show on February 24th. He announced the news on Twitter Sunday, writing, "One week from tonight, the best of late night 2-hour primetime special." At 9 p.m. on January 5th. I might forget to set my DVR for that.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte has joined the cast of Grace Point, which is the Fox adaptation of the British series Broadchurch. The drama, which also stars David Tennant, Anna Gunn, Jackie Weaver, and Michael Pena, follows the investigation into the death of a young boy. Nick Nolte is going to play Jack Reinhold, a stubborn man who's lived in Grace Point for over 20 years.
Hmm.
Very exciting stuff.
Is it?
And Rhea Perlman, remember her from Cheers? She's doing that show, Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
She's going to guest star on an upcoming episode of ABC's The Neighbors. She's going to play Debbie's mother, Janet.
Uh-huh.
Fun, yeah. Second season premiere of Hannibal will debut Friday, February 28th on NBC, following the network's Winter Olympics coverage. No?
No.
You like any of this?
Well,
Sybil Shepherd, you like her?
I do like Sybil Shepherd.
She's going to guest star on ABC's Trophy Mom.
Is she?
She's going to play the mother of Malin Ackerman.
Remember, were you here the day she was on with us and she was talking to her staff about this guy's trying to... What is it that she said? Do you remember? This guy's trying to ask me out on a date or something.
Oh!
Remember that? That was how many years ago?
Scandalous.
No, it was, yeah, a real scandal. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We're at 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesdays are our day to celebrate entrepreneurialism, crowdfunding, that sort of thing. During the holiday season, a lot of us think about all the causes nearest to our hearts and like to help out if we can improve the world. That's what we want. Next here on Startups in Action, Mike Hayes introduces us to Susan Cooney and the site she's created to bring more impact to charitable donations.
Welcome to Startups in Action. I'm small business media mentor and crowdfunding intelligence reporter Mike Hayes. You know, there seems to be no end to the ways and means that crowdfunding can be used to develop short-term cash flow into worthwhile projects of all kind. Are you in a giving mood this holiday season? How would you like to add impact to your donation to your favorite cause? That's what you can accomplish at Givelocity.com. Here's Susan Cooney, the dynamic CEO of this innovative crowdfunding platform, to explain.
Crowdfunding is a form of crowdsourcing, and crowdsourcing is age old. It's when people come together and they pool resources. This could be money. This could be knowledge. This could be simply helping hands. You know, we're familiar with the old raising of the barn, centuries ago, where the community would come together to help put a neighbor's house or barn up. And this was early crowdsourcing. What we find today is there are different arms or different offshoots of that crowdsourcing model. And one is called crowdfunding. And crowdfunding is specifically around pooling dollars or resources. There are a few different types of crowdfunding. One that people hear a lot about is the equity-based crowdfunding. And this is where folks pool their money and sort of invest in a company. It could be an early stage company. It could be a film project or an art installation. It's where they provide some supporting funds to the business owner or the artist to help them get their project off the ground. Other forms of crowdfunding, where Givelocity is focused, is called donation-based crowdfunding. And this is where all of the projects are charitable or philanthropic-based, where people can pool their donations, typically smaller amounts of money, but together the donations have a lot more impact. We've also heard of rewards-based crowdfunding. This is where you can invest dollars in essence, pre-purchase products. There might be an inventor who has a great widget idea, but he needs a little bit of money to get it off the ground, and he's willing to pre-sell the product in order to invest and grow his company. In that case, your reward would be an early release of the widget that he just invented. Givelocity came from the concept that we all gave small amounts of money to fewer causes, fewer charities, we could certainly have a lot more impact. Today, people spread their donations out. There are over a million charities registered in the U.S. alone, and we struggled to find out where to donate dollars or how much to donate and which cause deserves our dollars. The idea with Givelocity is that people can now pool their donations and collectively vote on where those pooled donations will go. People can meet up with other people who have common philanthropic goals, like there might be people who are animal lovers or people who want to support children in education. And this is an opportunity for people to come together, pool their donations, and then together vote on where those donations are sent every month. In this way, we can have a lot more impact on the causes that matter to us. And what we're suggesting at Givelocity is that you actually meet up with other people who share your philanthropic goals, and then together you can send more to the causes that you care about.
Who comes to you? Is it the cause? Is it people looking to give? Or tell me how you're a little bit different in that regard.
Absolutely. Givelocity is a platform for donors. It's a place where people can come if they want to donate, if they want to give, and meet up with other people who share their philanthropic goals. So they'll come to our site. There are a host of existing charities on the site that they can choose from, and then vote on which charities would receive their donations.
Would you like to learn more about crowdfunding? Visit crowdfundingintelligence.com. For Startups in Action, I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us, and have a happy new year.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.